path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you listened to that voice that's talking deep inside of you? Or is it something that you dismiss? It's like, no, that really can't be what I'm thinking. I'm just going to keep going down the path I've always gone down, even though something deep inside of you says stop or turn around or take another path. Do you listen to the voice within inside you? Some people call that intuition, and that's what we're going to talk about today. How to hone your intuition, how to understand your intuition. And my guest today, I'm just thrilled to death to have her join me. Okay, maybe death wasn't the right word. Thrilled beyond words to have Lisa Kempion here with me today. Lisa has been a psychic for years. She is passionate about intuition and learning to heal yourself through your own energy. Lisa, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, before we get going, tell the audience a little bit about your background. So you may be new to my audience.
Sure. Yeah. So I always think it's funny when I say this, but I'm a professional psychic. It's the coolest job in the world. And I've been working as a psychic for over 30 years. I started working when I was 19. I've never done anything else, really. And so I see clients. I have a private practice. And I also teach. So I teach psychic development. I also teach energy medicine. So I teach Reiki. And interestingly enough, I also work on coaching people on how to use more intuition. And a lot of times I work with corporate executives and CEOs on how to bring more intuition into their business life and into their lives in general.
Well, that has to be a novel approach, because when you think of someone who is a psychic and someone who focuses on, you know, reading yourself and the intuition, and you match corporate executives with that, that just seems like that's going two different directions. Is this kind of new to the business industry?
No, you'd be surprised how many business corporate executives and business owners you listen to, see astrologers, have psychics, have coaches. It's really actually not as uncommon as you would think. And most of the executives that I've worked with are super committed to their personal growth. So they're always, you know, they meditate, they do, you know, personal growth work. They're really always working on themselves. And I think that's part of how they get to be so successful. Of course, it's not true for all of them. But it's more common than you might think.
Well, and it's interesting as we're starting to talk about this now, because I think everyone out there goes, all right, how do I become successful in all these dreams and desires that I have, when we're fighting with what's going on inside of us? And we're going, maybe that's not the direction I want to go. How do you help people distinguish between that fear they may have and what truly is their intuition? Or maybe they're the same.
It is one of the hardest things. So I think it's difficult to learn how to tell the difference between your own fear, your own emotions, anxiety, you know, the what if, like, what if something bad happens? Like, it's hard to tell the difference between that and your intuition. And I guess for me, intuition is really, there's three ways that we come about it. And one of them is a strong feeling in our body. So our bodies are incredibly intuitive. And a lot of times intuition comes with a strong physical sensation. And when you learn how to tell what your physical sensation is, it can help you tell the difference between your feelings. So your physical sensation might be you feel like really fluttery in your stomach. Some people feel shivers, like goose flesh. And then we match that with emotion, because another part of our intuition is our feelings. And people who are very intuitive say, I have a good feeling about that, or I have a bad feeling about that. And then the third part of intuition is our gut knowing. And we feel that really in our gut. And you'll say, I don't know why I know, I just know. And those three things make up our intuition. And when they combine together, and they often do, you'll have an experience of all three of those things at the same time. You can really be sure that it is your intuition and not just a bad, you know, vibe that you, you know, it's not just like your own anxiety or your own inner emotion that's coming up.
I think that's the first time that I've ever had it put that way, meaning there's three different dimensions to this or three components. And when they all line up, you can have this comfort or confidence, so to speak, that everything that's going on at that given moment is pointing to a direction or a path or what might be truer for you than when exactly. you're just feeling those things in isolation. Because that, right. And Lisa, I appreciate that because I'm going, all right, how do you connect the dots with here? And I think in all of this, that's true is we have isolated feelings, but they may not be intuition. They may be that fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times people go into like a disagreement between their mind and their intuition, you know? So, and sadly we learn how to shut down our intuition. We tend in our society and our culture to give more credence to the mind, and our minds are actually the least intuitive part of us. And they're often really wrong. They're more apt to make a mistake than any other part of our system, right? So like, so you might have an example of like, say somebody walks into the room and you have an immediate bad feeling. Like you feel kind of queasy when you're around that person. You're like, I don't have a good feeling about that person. They make me really uncomfortable. And your gut feeling is like that person is bad news. And then your mind will tell you, what are you talking about? That's a perfectly good, nice person. Look, everybody else likes that person. What's the matter with you? You know, like you shut up down there and we're just going to go with, this is a good person. And then of course you know, the end, what happens at the end of that story is sooner, you know, sometime down the road, your intuition is proved true because it's almost always right. And then, you know, if you'd listened to your intuition from the beginning, who knows what trouble you could have saved yourself.
It's interesting as you talk about we value the mind more than we value the intuition. And I think all along, how many times have we heard, use your head? You know, why aren't mm-hmm. you thinking this through? Why aren't you being logical and pragmatic about something when instead you're sitting there going, nah, my gut, my soul, my whatever is just saying, this just doesn't feel right. So when you have clients that are in that place where they're not ready to trust what would be their intuition, how do you help them get comfortable?
Well, I think that I think what you said about the soul is really important because our intuition is connected to our soul. And a lot of times our soul is downloading what it wants us to do through our intuition, right? And I often will talk to people of like, if you want a happy life, you have to include that part of you in your decision making. And if you just leave your decisions to your mind, you're going to have a life that looks really good on paper, like a good resume life, but it won't make you happy. You know, if you want to be happy, you have to include this other dimension. And I think most of they understand that, you know, people who are super high achievers, like especially super high achievers, they often are experiencing that in their life. They're like, yeah, I have this awesome life, but I'm not happy.
And we hear that more and more every day. It's kind of like the person that's book smart, but has no idea how to apply that to everyday life. They may have studied and listened to their mind and all of those things for years and years, but they're stuck in that little space where I think as if we're opening up and being receptive to the fact that we have intuition, we open ourselves up to possibilities that we could have never even thought of. And that to me is just the exciting part.
Yeah. And I think it's also sort of soul driven, you know, and many people get to that place of feeling sort of empty. And what they're looking for is a little bit more connection to a soulful life. So if you want a soulful life, you really should listen to your intuition. That's my feeling.
And I'm right there with you. Absolutely. As someone has been through the check the boxes off and live this life, I used to say that I lived the life that was my father's dream. You mm-hmm. go to college, get an education, get married, have children, dedicated to the job, and you do whatever your company asks of you because that's the pragmatic way to go through life. And at the end, that's not what makes you happy. It's not about checking the box. It's about wanting more in life than just the checkbox life. So I think a lot of people can relate for that, especially in my generation. We get to a point where we go, is this all there is to life? So it's exciting to me to see this happening more and more in everyday life, because probably when you started, this wasn't as prevalent as what it's becoming now.
No, it certainly isn't. And when I started it, especially, you know, claiming myself as a psychic was something that was, you know, really, that wasn't really a good thing to do. And it's been pretty fun for me, because I grew up in the 60s and 70s. And back then you had to really keep, I knew I had to keep it quiet, you know, that word. And it's interesting to me as kind of we've gone through this revelation. Now there's psychics on TV and there's, you know, New Age bookstores, and there's sort of an opening for that to be something that we can talk about. And I do think that's good, because there are some really important parts of that, that if we want to have a balanced, full, happy life, it's good to bring the soulful pieces in.
I liked when you first started to introduce yourself and you had this little laugh that you call yourself a professional psychic. But as we look at what being a professional psychic is, you're really truly helping people to tune into that part of their lives that they've probably been denying for a long period of time.
Yeah. And I mean, every psychic is different. Like all psychics work in a different way. And they're mediums. They specialize in talking to dead people, or they're sort of fortune tellers that look at the future. And my specialty is really looking at the level of the soul and seeing that quality, seeing the soul aspect of you, these essential qualities that are so inherent, they don't change through the whole evolution of your soul. That's where my interest and my talents, I think, lie in that area.
I think the value in that, I know for me, as I'm listening to you, that is something that to me is so relatable. I'm one of those people that believes, I truly do believe that I've got a gut instinct, call it intuition or whatever, that when I talk to somebody who says, let me tell you what your future is going to be like, it's like, yeah, the only person that really knows that is me. So my intuition is to trust myself. But we so oftentimes don't know how to trust ourselves because we've been dependent for so long.
Well, here I have three tips for you on how to really increase your intuition. There's three sort of big mistakes that people make. And the first thing that you have to do is you have to pay attention. So we have to stop ignoring our intuition, because if you ignore your intuition, it tends to go away, it diminishes. So the first thing is we pay attention, right? And the next thing that we really have to do is act on it, because that is also something that if you don't act on your intuition, and I'm not saying like go crazy and like become a completely impulsive and, you know, throw caution and logic to the wind. I'm not talking about that, but, you know, really consider, like, if your intuition is telling you that person is creepy, really like act, you know, consider that as if it's true. Like when we act like our intuition, we act on it, it tends to get stronger. And then the other thing that we have to do is we have to make quiet time to listen. So whether it's meditation or walking, or, I mean, we're very, very busy in our world and we tend to not slow down and become receptive and listen. And it is something, however you do it, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's walk the dog meditation, maybe it's a proper meditation, maybe you pray in church. Like there's so many ways to do it, but it sort of has to be done to create more, you know, space for that.
Well, and talk about that a little bit more, because I think in the days like now where life seems to be so crazy and the world is, you know, turned upside down compared to what it was even 6 months ago, it's hard for people to quiet their minds. It's hard to just say, I'm going to not think about anything. And I think that's a misunderstanding of meditation. It's not a matter of not thinking of anything. So how would you best describe not the process, but the benefit of stopping that thought process?
Well, it really allows us to tap this other part of ourselves. So, you know, we need to have a listening, you know, receptive listening, part of our mind, a part of our psyche, part of our being, really. in order to receive inner guidance and intuition. And if you're constantly like watching TV, or you're on the phone, your phone, or you've got the radio playing in your car, like one of the easiest ways you can do it is if you've got a 15-minute commute, turn off the radio in your car and just be quiet. That can be very uncomfortable for people that aren't used to it. Feelings come up, emotions come up, you know, whatever you've kind of been pushing down will emerge, which I think is healthy and needs to be done. You know, so it can be as simple as, you know, that, or even, you know, walking. A lot of people like will slip into a meditative state when they're doing things like vacuuming, washing dishes, walking the dog, in the shower, driving, like those kind of activities tend to put us into like the alpha brainwave, which is the most relaxed. It's like you're awake, but you're more relaxed. That is the intuitive brainwave. And also the creative brainwave. And it's not too hard to do that. I'm sure everyone's that's listening has had the experience of like, you've been puzzling over a problem and you can't solve the problem, and you put it down and you wash the dishes, you know, or you mow the lawn, or you get in the shower, and in the middle of washing the dishes, like, boom, that
it hits you.
Answer. Yes. That's the kind of state that we need to be in to maximize. That's the most intuitive state that we have.
And this is an interesting concept, because we try so hard to figure out how to fix things or how to make things different, that when we stop trying to figure it out and allow it to come to us, it's like that light bulb moment in so many ways. But if we allow it to come to us instead of struggling to find it, we're attracting it to us. We're not pushing it away from us. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. So it's like the super analytical part of your mind wants to solve the problem. And when you keep you know, really perseverating over it, sometimes we actually block the creative process. So the answer comes from the creative, intuitive, psychic part of our mind. And that is where the information arises. So we need a way to tap that part of us.
As I'm just sitting there listening to you, there are so many folks that I know I've dealt with over the course of the years that don't believe that they have that, or they have the ability to have that. And I think there's an awakening to this more and more, but there's still there are certain people like the Lisas of the world who are psychic, but all the rest of us are just honestly blind, so to speak, because we don't have that. But from what you're saying, we all have that to a certain degree. But if we've ignored it, like we ignore our intuition, it kind of diminishes.
Yeah. I mean, and I do think we have variations. You know, there are certainly people that are more analytical, logical, versus people that are more creative, you know, or like sort of the left brain, right brain types. And even so, it doesn't matter where your natural orientation is. It's like, I always think it's like athletic ability. Everybody has athletic ability. And some people have more than others, but it's something that everyone can learn, everyone can do and expand if you put a little time and attention to it. And I often think it's the really logical, analytical sort of type A people that actually benefit the most from developing this part of themselves, because it will put them into balance. You know, just like a super loosey-goosey creative psychic type might benefit from, you know, learning some logical thinking and analytical thinking, because it'll put them into balance.
Well, that's an interesting, the balance part of it, I think, is what we get so far away from, because like you say, that type 8 person is a go, 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 go. And as long as they're going, they're not tapping in to what there may not be, I shouldn't say not always, but they may not be tapping in to the one resource that would even take them further, because they're on the treadmill.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting when I work with CEOs, because the most powerful point, the point of their most power is when they live equally in both worlds. So when they are able to like 50% of listen to their intuition, and then also compare it with logic and analytics. When those are married and integrated into one person, that's somebody in the peak of their power.
Well, wouldn't it be nice, as I'm sitting here and listening to you, to say, oh, if we could just mainstream that in our world today, where there was that balance and the the balance between the intuition and the intellect, so to speak, we as a world, as a life, as a society would be so much farther ahead, but we keep denying ourselves. And I like what you're saying here, because I've been one of those people that's always been, we've got to follow this logical order, until that logical order never made sense. Do you find that when people go through major life changes, it almost triggers a change in their insights and their intuition?
Absolutely. And it's often true that especially like people that are sort of rigidly adhere to the school of logic and the mind, it often takes an incredibly powerful life situation to kind of break them open. So maybe the death of somebody they care about, you know, or a divorce or a health issue or a loss of job, something sort of we think of as traumatic change will often crack them open to this other way of being and give them an opportunity to, and that's often when they come, that's when they start working with someone like me, you know, it's like, how do I make sense of this? How do I, and that can be, even though it's horrible in the moment, it can be a very expansive experience, you know, allows them to expand into a greater frame.
Well, and I like the phrase, and it's one that I've used oftentimes, and that's just that broken open is an opening. And yeah. As someone, my husband passed a couple of years ago, and he was pretty young in the scheme of things. But when you go through something like that, that is irrevocably life-changing, you stop seeing things the way you saw them all along because they didn't work. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They no longer make sense. So, but for the rest of the world, not everyone goes through that kind of life-changing experience, but on a day-to-day basis, there are things that challenge our beliefs and our existence. And by tapping into this, the intuition that we have with us all the time, we can get to a comfort place with that at least.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's great. And I guess kind of my last tip that I would say is, if you're really starting somewhere, starting with your body is a great place to start, because your body always knows what's real and it's never wrong.
But do we listen to our bodies?
Nope. Often we don't. Okay. And we're disconnected and we don't listen. So it can take like a retraining period when you stop ignoring your body, which is, it's good to do for all kinds of other health reasons and, you know, to be like really embodied, right? So that's where I have people start. You know, maybe they take a yoga class. So they're like, oh yeah, I have a body and I need, and I'm feeling the pain when I shouldn't, and I'm listening to my body now. Like sometimes we have to start at that level.
Interesting place to start. It's this vessel that we are living in at this point in time. And I'm for one, and I know a lot of people that I've worked with or deal with on a daily basis. It's like, that's going to require a lifestyle change and I'm not ready to change my lifestyle. But you get to a point where you say, are you going to keep going down this path because you're doing what you know isn't working for you? And that's not working for you. So when do you decide to change? So I like the fact that you say, just listen to your body and what is it telling you? And then take it seriously, as opposed to just say, oh, great, I noticed that. Well, let's do something about that.
Right.
Still would be tough. Well, as we're getting near, the show is winding down, you know how quickly this goes. What's going on in your world? What's new coming up for Lisa Campion?
Well, I'm so enjoying my show on Empower Radio, Miracle of Healing. Come by and check it out. It's really fun. Talk about people's healing stories and we talk about healing modalities. You can come and visit my website, lisacampion.com, if you want to know more about anything we talked about. And I'm really pleased to be publishing a book in 2018 called Psychic Reiki, and it's psychic development and Reiki training kind of smushed together. So there's a lot going on. It's all good.
I appreciate the time you've taken to join me on the show today, and just it's enlightening. It's enlightening to be able to say, okay, there's three aspects of this whole listening to myself, listening to my intuition. And I appreciate you connecting the dots today, because sometimes we can see them, but we can't connect them. So as a professional in more ways than just psychic, thank you for adding that into our dimension today.
Oh, thank you. It was great fun.
Well, it's been fun being here with you too. Everyone, thanks for being here on Simple Steps, Real Change. My guest has been Lisa Campion, and be sure to check her out on Empower Radio too. And until next week, we'll have a simple step to just listen to your body, tune into your intuition, and believe. Have a great week.